Ketika anak Saul mendengar bahwa Abner sudah mati di Hebron, keberanian hatinya hilang dan seluruh Israel menjadi cemas.
Chapter 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble and all the Israelites were troubled.
Anak Saul mempunyai dua orang kepala pasukan. Yang satu bernama Baana dan yang kedua bernama Rekha. Mereka adalah anak Rimon dari Berelot, keturunan Benyamin. Sebab Berelot termasuk daerah Benyamin.
And Saul's son had two men that were captains of bands. The name of the one was Baana, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimon, a Beerothite, of the children of Benjamin. For Beeroth also was reckoned to Benjamin.
Orang Beeroth melarikan diri ke Gitaim, dan menjadi pendatang di sana, sampai saat ini.
And the Beerothites fled to Gitaim, and were sojourners there until this day.
Jonathan, anak Saul, memiliki anak laki-laki yang kakinya cacat. Dia berumur 5 tahun, ketika berita mengenai Saul dan Yonatan datang dari Israel.
Pada waktu itu, dia diangkat oleh inang pengasuhnya, lalu melarikan diri.
Namun, karena lari terburu-buru, dia terjatuh dan menjadi timpang.
Namanya adalah Mephiboset.
And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth.
Anak-anak Rimon, orang Berot itu, yaitu Rekab dan Baana, pergi dan pada waktu panas terik mereka sampai ke rumah Mephiboset yang sedang berbaring di tempat tidurnya siang itu.
And the sons of Rimon, the Beerothite, Rechab and Baana, went and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who lay on a bed at noon.
Mereka masuk sampai ke bagian tengah rumah, lalu berpura-pura mengambil gandum.
Lalu mereka menikam perutnya, lalu Rechab dan Baana, kedua saudara itu, melarikan diri.
And they came thither into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat. And they smote him under the 5th rib, and Rechab and Baana, his brother, escaped.
Mereka masuk ke dalam rumah itu, ketika dia berbaring di atas tempat tidurnya, di dalam kamar tidurnya. Mereka membunuhnya, dan memenggal kepalanya, lalu membawa kepalanya, dan pergi melalui Araba Yordan sepanjang malam.
For when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, and they smote him and slew him, and beheaded him, and took his head, and got them away through the plain all night.
Kepala Mephiboset dibawa kepada Daud di Hebron, dengan berkata kepada Raja, inilah kepala Mephiboset, anak Saul, musuhmu, yang menginginkan nyawamu.
Pada hari ini, Tuhan menyerahkan pembalasan kepada tuanku Raja atas Saul dan keturunannya.
And they brought the head of Ishbosheth unto David to Hebron, and said to the king, Behold the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, thine enemy, which sought thy life. And the Lord hath avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and of his seed.
Daud menjawab Rechab dan Baana, saudaranya, anak-anak Rimon, orang Berot itu, katanya, demi Tuhan yang hidup, yang telah membebaskan jiwaku dari segala kesukaran.
And David answered Rechab and Baana, his brother, the sons of Rimon, the Beerothite, and said unto them, As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity.
Ketika ada yang memberitahukan dengan mengatakan bahwa Saul sudah mati, meski tadinya dia memandang dirinya sebagai pembawa kabar baik, tetapi aku menangkap dan membunuhnya di Jiklag. Dengan demikian, aku memberikan upah atas kabarnya.
When one told me, saying, Behold, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good tidings, I took hold of him and slew him in Ziklag. Who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings?
Terlebih lagi sekarang, ketika orang-orang fasik membunuh seorang benar di rumahnya, di atas tempat tidurnya, tidakkah aku akan menuntut darahnya dari tangan kalian dan melenyapkan kalian dari bumi?
Much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand and take you away from the earth?
Lalu, Daud memerintahkan anak buahnya untuk membunuh mereka. Tangan dan kaki mereka dipotong, kemudian mayatnya digantung di tepi telaga di Hebron. Kepala Isiboset diambil, lalu dikuburkan di dalam kubur Abner di Hebron.
And David commanded his young men, and they slew them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hanged them up over the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the sepulchre of Abner in Hebron.